welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ed McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today on the show, we're talking about our top 10 tools for property investors. Now, this comes from a listener of the show, Ben, who sent me a wonderful email talking about that he's just been checking out. Yeah, this is Ben, who I think you're going to have a chat with, saying that he has been looking at the maps that we've got on the Opus Partners website that show capital growth around each of the four main cities. And he was like, oh, I like these. But he's been with
Ben
us.
Ben doesn't sound like a creepy guy in the back of the sheds at the school, by the way.
What he said was that I've been listening to the show since day one and I've only just heard about these maps. So I've gone on your website and there's so much stuff on there. Would be really interested to hear about the best things on that site, along with how you'd use them. So full disclaimer, these are all going to be tools from the Opus Partners website, but we'll also do another episode in future talking about our favorite tools, which aren't on our website, are made by other people. Now, just quickly before we get into these top 10, I also wanted to read out Ben's wee PS, because I thought this was so wonderful. He says, I've managed to convince the whole of the golf course groundsman that he goes to, all 20-year-olds, to listen to the podcast. And at the end of the day, the boss questions all the staff on what they've learned from the podcast by running a quiz.
That's awesome.
So I just wanted to say as well, Ben, we really appreciate stuff like that. I got a big laugh when I read that, and we're just very grateful that you're so keen and into property investment. So let's get into these top 10 tools. Andrew, take it away. What's number one?
So number one is something that I use on a daily basis. So we've actually got the capital growth and the yield maps for each of the different regions. So if you go to the website, opspartners.co.nz, and hover over where to invest, you'll find they've got the regions and the cities. And if you click on one of those, so if you click on Wellington, for example, you can then hover over a map which shows firstly which suburbs grew in value fastest, and so they're heat mapped. And so the redder the dot, the higher the growth, and the bluer the dot, the lower the growth. And so you can hover over and find any particular area. So for example, looking at a place called Normandale and Lower Hutt, 6.66%, that's a very unlucky number for the first one, for the last 22 years worth of growth, which is amazing because although, you know, history doesn't necessarily predict the future, it gives you a good indicator of whether or not there's fundamentals there. And then you can go to the next map down, which is the yields, and it's the same thing. And so you've got, you know, your hottest areas are red, your cooler areas are blue, and you can hover over Petone, for example, 3.1% gross yield is the average gross yield there. And so I find this really useful if we're looking at an area, say, okay, let's see what the historic growth's been, then let's look at the yield. And really, if I'm an investor and I'm looking for a balanced portfolio, I want to kind of find a good balance of the two of those things. So, you know, your highest growth in places like Auckland, you're going to be Herne Bay, you're going to be Ponsonby, all those kind of areas. But there's such low yield that unless you got oodles of cash, you're not going to be investing there. On the flip side, the really, really high yielding areas might not necessarily be the best for growth. So you want to kind of find somewhere that's orange or yellow for both. And so, yeah, that awesome tool. And Ed has slaved over all of these, but particularly these maps, getting them in there. And I think it's really useful seeing them as a visual to easily distinguish which is a good spot to invest in.
Full disclosure as well, we've only got them for the four main cities right now, but I do have it on my list to do it for every single city along with each of the regions, because I think that'll be fascinating stuff.
And released by the end of the month.
Andrew likes to do this to me, say, now Ed's promised me that he's going to have it by the end of the month. I'm like, okay. Next on my list is the property market section on our website. So we have got every suburb in New Zealand with as much price data as we can. So in some instances, we will have 22 years worth of data since January the 1st, 2020, right up to the current period of what the average price in the suburb has been over that last 22-year period or 21-year period. Now, this is really useful if you're getting to know a region or a council area and you want to dig deeper to find a specific area and figure out which suburbs are the cheapest or which ones are the most expensive, which ones are in the middle. So you can then delve in and see, well, how are prices moving right now? Are they increasing? Are they flatlining? How long have they been flatlining for? But it gives a much more granular view of suburbs than anywhere else on the internet in terms of New Zealand-priced suburbs. Now, just to be clear, we spend something like, I don't want to tell Andrew because I approved it without getting him approved.
I looked across straight away when you said that.
I think we spend something like $5,000 a year to buy this data, and then we just give it away for free because I thought it was probably a good thing to do. Now, one thing just to say as well is forgive us if sometimes things are maybe 1 or 2 months delayed. It's just sometimes it takes a wee while for me to update all of this while also pumping out some of the other content that we're doing.
Lazy. Next on our list is the first time property investors quiz. And no surprises, that's under the quiz and calculator section. Here you can enter in some details about yourself and your current financial position, and it will email you an 800 word document, which will tell you whether or not you're a yes, no, or a maybe to investing now. And so this is something that then you can use to figure out whether or not there are any gaps in your ability to borrow. So am I able to borrow based on my equity right now? So do I have the usable equity required? Do I have the serviceability? So it takes some really important things into consideration. And it will also email you an introduction to the No Money Worries email course. So this is exclusive content that you don't get on our website. So if you want to go through that course, you enter in the first time property investors quiz, and then you can go from there.
Now, number 4 on my list is something I forgot to mention as part of number 2, but it probably is worth making it its own thing. So within each of the property markets pages, we've got graphs of where a region's house price is compared to where we'd expect it to be. And one thing that's new, which Andrew actually hadn't seen because I'd only released it over the weekend, was this awesome table which shows which areas are most undervalued right now. So where are the buying opportunities right now compared to the areas which are most overvalued? So based on this model, we're expecting that Otago right now is about $92,000 overvalued, Gisborne about $78,000. Most undervalued ones are Canterbury, followed by West Coast and Marlborough. And you can see a summary of where we would expect a region's house price to be compared to where it has been over the long term.
Yeah, and this is a tool that I use all the time as well. So these kind of things are really useful for investors when they're maybe investing outside of where they live. Because, of course, you know, you might be living in Wellington right now, paying really high prices, the same as Auckland a lot of the time. And so maybe considering investing elsewhere, this is a great way of identifying those opportunities. Number 5 on the list is our webinar library. So we started our webinars in about a year ago. So during lockdown, it said to me, let's run a webinar. And so we can't see anyone anymore and we can't, you know, run these seminars that we used to do. And we actually haven't run a seminar since then, other than the Juno Summit, I don't think. And so now we went online. We used the Zoom. They've been really popular. I think our first one, you know, we might have got 150 people along, and that was which areas would bounce back post-COVID, and our predictions were pretty good. Then we did them once a week, believe it or not, then. I think we did 5 in a row.
I think we did about 6 in a row. It nearly killed me, those ones.
Now Ed complains for about a week before and a week after we run an event saying how much work it is, to which I say I don't care. but there is some really good content. And it's funny because we used to run these seminars and go around the country, which was great meeting everyone. The challenge is, you know, if you live in Auckland and you're trying to get across traffic at that time of day that we run these things, 7 o'clock, or getting the kids to bed, or if you know something comes up, being able to watch these afterwards are just so useful. And what we've been able to do is they don't have to be so generic anymore. We're not trying to capture everyone. We're just trying to educate people in different topics. And if it's for you, then you can watch it. If it's not, then don't watch it. And some of the really interesting learnings that we had, one of them that I did was how to run the numbers on investment properties. That was March 2020. So that's available online. How to live off your property portfolio and build a passive income in April 2020. That was a really popular one as well. And then also one of the ones from my learnings around how to go from 2 to 5 properties, which was in April 2020 as well. Big month in April 2020.
We did a lot of really in-depth ones. And the thing that's quite different about this specific webinar library is that every single one is completely different. Every single one is brand new. That's why I complain that that's so much work, because it's an extra 150 slides every month that we're now creating. So it's not like we're just rolling out the same one again and again and again, which is what we used to have to do with the seminars. Now, the next one is brand new. This is number 6 on my list, and I am most excited about this. So we've got a whole brand new news section within the website. It's like an all articles section, and we're pumping out 3 in-depth articles a week that are all about somewhere between 1,500 and 2,500 words. Some of the articles I've written over the last couple of weeks is we did a really big analysis about what investors can learn from the failure of Blue Chip and what the industry has learned from the failure of Blue Chip back in 2008. Now, we did do a podcast on that as well, but when we then go and write it out, we can be much more accurate and deliberate and find some additional facts that we thought of when we're recording podcasts and think, oh gosh, it would have been good to think about this and that. So they're really in depth and we can update it as we get new facts. We did a great one. I've just written on capital gains tax. Will we see one in New Zealand? That's 1800 words. And buying New Zealand property, if you're overseas right now, that's another 1300 words. There's stuff about healthy homes, bright line test, and top five property lawyers. This is like my baby right now because I really want it to be the Radio New Zealand of property investment, where it's just all of the best stuff that we're just giving away for free. So check that part out too.
The next one, lucky number seven, is the capital growth section. So where to invest and then types of property. And this is a really interesting one because Ed's been nice enough to go away and get all the data to see if my theories of investing are true. So is an apartment going to get as much growth as a house or a townhouse? Or does having a one or a two bedroom house affect the value compared to a three or four bedroom house? So he actually goes into this and gives you the raw data around it. And I think that's really, really useful. Certainly as property prices get to a relatively high level at the moment, people are looking at maybe cheaper options like apartments or two bedroom townhouses or something like that. So what you really want to know is if you're looking for growth, is that kind of decision going to impact on what your future capital growth is? So really good section there.
And then we've also got an awesome section, which I like to call best of the best. So we go through where are the highest yields within New Zealand and where are the cheapest rates. And so we like to give full comparisons across all 65 council areas. And these are really useful when you're trying to find the best area to invest in. So if we start looking at some of those property market ones that we talked about, you're trying to find regions that are undervalued. Then you're trying to look for regions that have relatively okay yields. Then we're trying to look at suburbs that have good yields and a good mix of growth. Then we're trying to find areas that have relatively cheap rates and have a low cost base so that we're getting a decent net yield. And so we're going through layers to try and figure out which areas are going to be most optimal to then go away and invest in, whether you're a renovations focused investor or you're a buy and hold long term investor.
Next on our list under the section Why Invest, there's a section called Goal Setting, and there's a title there that says, what does the data show us about how Kiwis set goals? And this is a really interesting one. So we used our own internal software where people put in what they're wanting to get out of property investment, which, you know, is often a retirement focused thing or a passive income. How many properties is actually required to get where the average Kiwi wants to be? This is particularly useful because you can go over the scatter plot and figure out where you might sit in here. And so it's a really uninvasive way of actually seeing how you might be tracking.
This is like the real data from like 100 property investment couples.
That's right. So you can hover over it and say, okay, well, if I want to earn 100 grand a year and I'm currently 49, then I might need four properties over the next 5 years, for example. So really, really useful data from real investors. Obviously, we've taken away all the personal details, but this will actually show how many properties might it require for you to get to where you want to be.
And number 10 on my list is something that was initially requested by Heidi. So Heidi's a long-term listener of the show, and I was so lucky to meet you, Heidi, at the Christchurch version of the live podcast events last year. And Heidi was great. She brings her mum along, and it was lovely to meet mum. And there was an issue, though. Mum, for whatever reason, the podcast app on her phone wasn't working, and so she wasn't able to listen to the podcast. So Heidi's yabbering on about how much she loves the podcast. Mum can't listen to it. And so what we did was we started to put all 530-odd episodes on the website. We've invested in some software so that you can play them all there. And then on top of that, something else a couple of listeners you've asked me for is a podcast catalogue. So now we're putting on links to every single episode within there, and you can search through previous titles to find something that you're looking for. And this happens all the time to me when I'm listening to other shows as well, and you're thinking, where was that really good one about high growth? And so you can search through and find that as well. So you'll be able to find that in the Learn to Invest section on the website. So there's a whole heap of tools, data, analysis, articles, a whole heap of multimedia on that website. It really is my baby, and I think about it. This is terrible. I think about it constantly.
I almost spat my water across the desk then.
Honestly, it's true. It's like my pride and joy right now. So if you want to check out some of those tools, it's all on at opuspartners.co.nz. And I think for 90% of these, you don't even have to put your email address to view or use and get the data out there. So it's very useful, and we just want to put the best stuff out there. Now, let's wrap it up there, but please don't forget to rate, review, review and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, keep on listening for tomorrow's episode, where we're going to talk about our favorite tools for property investors that aren't on the Opus Partners website. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ed McKnight.
I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And we're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.